Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 973 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Exhibit NN Georgia, Fulton County, State of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank in Superior Court of Fulton County to the Honorable Clerk of the Superior Court of Walton County, Georgia. This application shows the following facts. Heretofore, a verdict of guilty was returned in said case, judgment was passed by the court, and a motion for new trial was filed in said case, which said motion for new trial is set for hearing on October 4, 1913, before Judge L.S. Roan, Judge of the Stone Mountain Circuit. It is shown that there are three parties who reside in Monroe, Walton County, Georgia, to wit, J.J. Nunnally, ESQ, Virgil Harris, ESQ, and W.L. Ricker, ESQ, whose affidavits are desired by the movant as evidence on said motion, and further that all three of said parties have refused to give said affidavits. Wherefore, this application is made to the clerk, as provided by Sections 5918-19 of the Civil Code of 1910, State of Georgia, that subpoenas may be issued addressed to each of said parties, requiring them to be and appear before Orrin Roberts or Clifford Walker, notary publics of said Walton County, Georgia, and answer under oath such written questions as are hereto annexed, and such further written questions as may be propounded upon the hearing, in lieu of making said affidavit. R.R. Arnold, L.Z. Rosser, attorneys for Leo M. Frank, Movant, Georgia, Walton County, State of Georgia, versus Leo M. Frank, in the Superior Court of Fulton County, Georgia. Written questions to be propounded to J.J. Nunnally, ESQ, W.L. Ricker, ESQ, Virgil Harris, ESQ, and Residence Monroe, Walton County, Georgia. 1. Q. Have you examined the attached clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of August 23, 1913, and particularly the likeness in said clipping of A.H. Hensley? A. Yes, I have. 2. Q. Do you know A.H. Hensley? A. I do. 3. Q. Do you recall whether or not A.H. Hensley was in Monroe, Georgia, between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan, as reported in the papers, and the time of the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, to wit, July 28, 1913? A. He was. 4. Q. Did you hear A.H. Hensley make any statements in connection with the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan? And if so, what were those statements? A. I did. He talked for some time in the store of Nunnally and Harris, and stated that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary 152,